Sorry about that. My name is Tim Fieldson, I'm from Newcastle College, and our project was called Next Generation Teachers. I didn't actually lead on this project, so bear with me if my facts are a little bit thin, but hopefully I'll be able to give you a good overview of what the project was about. The aim of the project was to integrate mobile learning technologies into our teacher education programmes. We decided to run this project because we'd identified a need to enable teachers to utilise mobile learning technologies better within the college and to drive the use of the technologies across the college and also the benefits that they would bring to our learners. We started out the project by doing a little bit of research, and I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear that LLUK state that teachers are more confident in using technology where this has formed part of their own development experiences. So, we used the Cascade model to inform the project. That started out with us providing training to the actual teacher education staff to ensure that they have the skills required to cascade those skills down to their student teachers. We integrated the mobile learning technologies into all of our teacher education provision. So this involved giving the student teachers ideas about how they might use mobile learning technologies with their learners, in addition to actually incorporating them into the lessons and into the student teachers' learning experiences. And therefore, that hopefully has led to the student teachers gaining awareness and skills for mobile technology, and wide adoption of the mobile learning technologies within our college. And very briefly at the end, what did we actually use? Well, we had a host of different technologies, including flip video cameras, which I'm sure a lot of you will be familiar with, which we used to record teaching observations, and we also used those cameras to develop resources to put on the PDAs that we had, and that helped our teacher educators to have an idea for all of the possibilities with regards to PDAs and flexibility, provision, assessment, etc. And we also had some smart pens and some tablet PCs. And if you'd like to come have a look at what we've been doing with the smart pens afterwards, I'll be upstairs. Thank you very much.
Okay, good morning. I'm Steve Oxley from Reigate College. Our project involved introducing iPod touches across 5 6-1 colleges in Surrey, which we've won. It worked best, as you might imagine, with the departments already pretty advanced in terms of their resources already existed on Moodle, and consequently they were able to use it most effectively almost straight away. But perhaps it was most encouraging, I think, for areas which we call our hard to reach areas. So performing arts is one, for instance, where I'm doing a lesson observation and seeing students cross-legged on the floor in the dance studio, and for the last 10 minutes accessing their iPod touches and looking at work that the other students had put on Moodle the day before and comparing and contrasting the projects that they were doing. And that's, I suppose, what revolution's about, isn't it, in this sort of thing. So that was perhaps the most encouraging thing. As far as, key benefits, yeah. Languages, we saw absolutely monstrous, across the consortium, improvement in the way in which languages was actually being taught. All of us commented on that. Modern foreign languages, absolutely brilliant. Students thought, this is incredible. They come straight from school and they're given an iPod touch. They thought that was absolutely amazing. But they really did benefit from it as well. In the reviews, they really thought this was something that's very, very useful. Key messages, well, if you're working in a consortium, this doesn't just apply to IT. Of course, make sure that you're with like-minded people and that they're driving for the same thing as you are. We were very, very lucky talking to some other people. That's not always the case, and we're fairly close together geographically. I don't know how you deal with 60 difference, whoever it was, that must be difficult. And lastly, our stand. We've got a 30-minute loop, which, looking at the thing up there, does show a lot of students using the iPod touches across the consortium, so please come up and see it, and I look forward to seeing you.